And I was the post-match show from the Glenbrook. It's a very different Glenbrook after that Leicester quarter-final Carabao Cup. But in the semis, we've drew 0-0 with Arsenal and with Damian Cavani and with Sean and with O'Donnell and with Neil Atkinson. And Neil, I can't remember a worse performance at home with fans for a long time. I don't know if you can help me out, but I thought they were abject.
One of the things it reminded me of, it reminded me of Benitez pre-Torres, where they're obviously the better side for a wide variety of reasons at most of the football bits and pieces, but the stuff around the penalty area is just not what you need it to be, or not where it is. This to me isn't as simple as you haven't got the two great lads. To me, there's other little bits and pieces in there where there's stuff around decision making. You mentioned with fans, it reminded me of when they got blunted without fans, when they went six games at home getting beat, where they just start doing stuff because they almost feel like, well, it's the next thing to do. And that's everything from daft shots to crosses that are lashed in for no reason. You know, you've got to be sure about what you're doing in these scenarios. And you haven't always got to do something. It's fine to work them. But at loads of moments, they stopped doing that. They stopped doing smart stuff. And they were made stupid by the circumstance. And for me, there's nothing harder to watch than that. Than a good team made stupid. And they make themselves stupid, and they've got to look at themselves across the board on that one. You know, it's such a disappointing result. Listen, you know, in a really weird way, we're better off if Jota's not hacked down. He slots. It's 1-0 Liverpool and they've still got 11 men. We're in better shape there. Then some could say, well, has Granit Xhaka done his job for his team in a sense? And he sort of has, but simultaneously, it becomes a dog of a football match. It's a bit of a rope-a-dope, but without them ever really having a knockout blow unless it was going to come from Saka. As far as I'm concerned, you know, Liverpool can still go through in this over two legs, and it does happen from time to time that games do go like this. But it is just concerning to see Liverpool be blunted. But more than that, more than be blunted, to blunt themselves. And that's what drives me mad. Do not blunt yourselves, lads.